This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. 2 days ago, a critically acclaimed restaurant in Fox Park, Lona's Lil Eats, an Asian fusion spot beloved for its house-made dumplings and giant rice paper wraps, quietly opened a second location in Kirkwood. This is radio, so you didn't see me putting air quotes around quietly. But I put them there because fans of chef-owner Lona Lo's culinary creations have been unabashedly noisy with excitement over news of this new outpost in St. Louis County. The journey to this now two-restaurant concept in St. Louis goes back many years. It stretches across, back and forth, over thousands of miles. It includes three James Beard semi-finalist honors. And it's been driven by the belief that people need, want, and deserve food that is good and good for them. We're in luck because she's here to do just that. Lona, thank you for joining us today, and congratulations.
Thank you for having me here. Mm-hmm. So thank you, everything.
So you've been all over town, I think the past week or so, talking about this new Kirkwood location. How do you feel?
Feels really exciting. And also, so I'm really happy to be part of a Kirkwood, and a Kirkwood's community is such amazing people. And also to be there, and including all of my crews, I have some Kirkwood employees there, and everybody's so amazing, and the locations are great. And then, like I just told them, when you get in their location, you feel like you're driving a four-wheel drive car, and then you feel so really confident, and it feels so comfortable.
You say four-wheel drive?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, when you're driving four-wheel drive, right, in the snow, it's you feel like a four-wheel is just a come down, so like a very settling, that feeling is a confident.
Okay. Like you're kind of sticking to the road.
Yes.
Yeah. When you first began making and selling your food from a food stall at the Soulard Farmers Market, this was back in 2008, did you imagine opening a second restaurant?
Well, in that time, I never really picture or imagination about like any restaurant. I was just thinking, I want to make a little money into supporting my daughter's family, have mm-hmm. a food. So like, that's a kind of a goal for it. I never really picture about how I can do like a second location or first location, mm-hmm. which is I'm very grateful about like all of my crew and my like all of a community and the people, friends, and family. I'm really thankful every day.
Mm-hmm. The food at Lona's Lil Eats is Asian fusion, and your personal history and background is kind of Asian fusion too, right?
It is an Asian fusion. Also, so I'm a girl of the border of Laos and Burma, it's southwest of China. It's like a minority area, so self-supporting, like a little tribal people, mm-hmm. and we don't have a market, we don't have much of anything, grocery. We grow everything, we produce everything, we're raising animal, growing rice, growing corn, growing all of fruit, supporting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, continue. How many people lived in your village?
Well, back in the day when I was younger, and probably about like a couple hundred people. Now it's like a more like a population reduces. Probably it's 50 people in a village. There are a lot of young people grow up and move out, and older people, some of them, which is making me sad, some of them passed away, some of them are still alive. But it's a young people, it's like a young generation doesn't really born that many, which is kind of making me sad about that.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is true in many places. More rural areas are losing population.
Population, yes. Yeah. It is. It's a kind of a definitely not a really confident to talk about it, but right. We definitely lose a population. And also it's a very hard, a tribal place. A lot of young generation, when they grow up, they just want to go out like me, just mm-hmm. witches.
So is that part of the reason it is important to you to share some of those traditions and things, the styles of cooking with people so that that is not lost.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's like, you know, food culture is really always very important for people. Like, you eating food, you associate your healthy. And so I'm thinking also it's a part of give me like an opportunity to living anywhere I go and supporting family and supporting who's needed this job. So like, that's a part of my reason. And definitely it's very important for me to continue to the how we cooking very like a traditional cook and how food tend to without MSG, without a lot of sugar, without we cooking everything fresh. So it's really important for show the young generations like how food coming from and like how important food is. That's why I was one part of it. And I also, when people tell me they're happy, their body tell them, associate them, they're really healthy, eat the food, it's a clean and a healthy feeling. They tell their body tell themselves. And that's kind of making me changing. Like this is, if I make people put in a smile in their face, that's a matter.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like, yeah, it is a hard work. Every day it's like hard to live in a restaurant, definitely. But I have an amazing crew there, and I'm every day I'm so proud of them. Even just it couldn't be I couldn't be done myself, and it's our whole crew. So I'm so proud of them. So like what they done it. So grateful.
Among the items that are on the menu at Lona's Little Eats, is there one that you can say represents, you know, the way that you grew up and the way that your team helps you make this food?
Well, so which is our signature food is a giant rice paper wrap. And that's a kind of a developer when I was a very little girl. Every called Fire Festival, I cook and make it with my mom all day long just for that special meal, because we made everything by hands. In this day, you can make a rice paper in the machine, which is a big difference. But this is like you wrap it up food and you can hold it hands. So we go to the field, go to the rice field, like a corn field to work in the hard work and outside. And we always have the in the hands, the eating easy, to start a continue walking. Mm-hmm. That's what kind of I brought up. And then in the state, people say gluten-free, that's the one way to go. So then that's why I think about when I was young, how I eat. Then I brought up and developing, putting sauce together, making everything like a turn to like our signature food here. But except the giant rice paper wrap, we have a lot of options to choice. Everybody go, you can choice your level, what kind of food you like it, sweet and non-sweet, and medium sweet. That's all kind of spicy, non-spicy in there.
Mm. One of the other places where you lived was in Kunming.
Kunming, yes.
Kunming, and you worked for almost a decade in a Japanese restaurant.
Restaurant, yes.
Did that in any way influence how you make, one of the other very popular things you make, which is your dumplings?
Dumplings, it's not a really very connecting Japanese food, but I know how to make a Japanese food. I just like to bring my own signature. I think it's important to doesn't have to be competed with anyone.
Mm.
This is my particular signature food. And also, I was working in Japanese restaurant. I love Japanese language. I love, from my personal, I really love learn people's language and culture. So it's one way to learn people's culture is to learn people's language.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I try to be like with the parts of it, getting in the parts of culture.
Mm-hmm. We're talking today with three-time James Beard semifinalist, Chef Lona Luo. She opened a Kirkwood location of her restaurant, Lona's Little Eats, on Monday. So something that I understand is that, you talked about the hard work that goes into cooking. It is worth it, but you didn't like it when you were young. you know, 12 or 13?
No, actually, when I was a pretty younger, like a elementary school, like a first grader, my mom always put me in the work, like a cooking.
Okay. Right, right.
So that's, I feel like all of my friends, they play with the mud in the river, catch a little fish, eel. I kind of wanted parts of it there, and then that, but my mom always put my younger brother in my back, and I wanted me to cook rice. And then if I'm not cooking, my mom will punish me with like a bamboo stick. And
okay.
which is not
that's
really
very
fun.
Familiar, right?
I know. Right now, sometimes I see my mom. I always brought up, and my mom is feel guilty about it. But which is I always make trouble for her.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, kids, they always want their own. But when I was turned to 12, like 13, and pretty much I was cooking for a gathering with my aunt, and then to cooking for villagers, and then she's loving me to be there cooking with her. And it's a kind of another way to, like, a happiness, looking for all of the young boys love my food, also like making me happy about it. You're young, you're kind of outgoing, you want to meet people, all of the village are eating, you see the good looking guy was there eating, they're talking about how you cook, so like, oh, actually, I don't hate it.
What does your mom think of your opening, you know, this second restaurant now, and how far you have come as a chef?
Obviously, my mom, dad, or any of my family in China, I don't think they picture about how I live or how I develop myself. They just, you know, my dad was still asking me, hey, babe, do you have enough food? Mm-hmm. Do you have a raising pig? Do you grow rice? So that's all my dad asking me in talking on a phone or FaceTime. And if he see me back a day, I was lost some way, and then my dad was so worried about it. I don't have enough food. And then second day, he asked me, I automatically realized he asked me that because he worried about me. I'm lost some way. He think I don't have food to eat, and then he's super worried about me. I start laughing and say, Dad, in the United States, loose weight is the very popular. We want it. We mean to be.
You go a long way to make good food that is good for people. And there's plenty of that. But food that tastes good, that is actually good for you, that can be kind of hard to come by. And you travel in order to get what you need for the restaurant. You just got back from a trip, right?
Yeah, I just got from a trip. I got some tea and a little bit of spices, which is so hard right now. It's everything. So like all of a border control, so like you need a Pacific, you know what you really bring with it. You have to be everything like a high heat, and then to kill all of bacteria first, and then to bring over everything. So which is it's harder, but I think I love that flavor. Some particular spice I still later my parents send to me, or I go back and I bring with it. So.
Mm-hmm. In 2018, Lona, you got your first James Beard nomination for Best Chef Midwest, and you did an interview that year with Matt Sorrell for Sauce Magazine. And when you talked about the future, you said you would probably open another Lona's location, but it had to be the right time and the right place. So there were rumors or murmurs about a year and a half ago, at least, that you were going to open a second location. What was happening at that time that made it the right time for you?
Well, it's the right time. So first of all, I would love to, if I'm doing something, I want to be like a bring to good things for people. And also I don't want to, this is a big project, and you don't want anything falling apart. And then second, it's the right place. It's like you want to go to, like, we call it a fortune place. It's that you walk in, that's your heart be with it.
Mm-hmm.
If your heart doesn't be with it, you have some concern or situation, you don't want to dragging yourself in a situation chaos. And it's a hard to be like you're hard and driven. And I love it to anywhere I go. I use my heart to feel. I use my heart to doing things a lot of time. And then that's why it's called the right place, the right feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walk in the building, I feel this is a place I want to be. So my heart is very confident to take me to there. And then I love to be there. I love to be feel this place. I love to be with this community. Mm-hmm. So that's a kind of a part of a like a precious.
Yeah. Recently, there have been many restaurants in St. Louis that have closed. You know, the economy is very rough. What makes you feel confident that opening this location in Kirkwood is going to be the right move?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say people closes and doesn't make me happy. I want everybody's success. And it's a hard time making me, like, every time I heard of people closing, I feel so sad about it. But to me, for second location, because we have the food is really healthy, and we really fresh, and also the price, I want it to be even, I make it less money, and I can make everybody, you're poor, you're rich, no matter what. If you want to be healthy, if you want to be the part, like eating my food, you can always affordable. And I'm not looking for making myself a fortune, but I want to make it for like my staff able to surviving, making myself able to surviving, and make it people can able to afford it to come and eat. Mm-hmm. And then that's a kind of a, your meal, your lunch or dinner. And then I don't want to, which is when I was moved in the United States, and if I want a good food, I have to spend hundreds of dollars or over $100, which is for us poor people, $100 a meal is really impossible because we counting our electricity, our kids' medicine, our kids' clothing, our kids' school, everything. So that's why I'm thinking about people. I'm very confident to be like a say, I love to make this happen in the future, and I love to bring these dishes for you guys to go out to have a happiness. Family don't need a cooking in the kitchen, which is not a fun to you go to hustling work, come home and cooking, doing the dishes, clean the floor, take care of the kids, and then instead that family can have six children come over, spend like around $100, $120, a whole family. It's happy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Six kids. Lona, thank you so much, and congratulations. Lona Lo is the James Beard-nominated chef owner of Lona's Eats. Lona's Lil Eats, the acclaimed Fox Park restaurant, soft opened its second location in Kirkwood this Monday. A grand opening with a rice ribbon cutting and other festive elements happens this Saturday.
This episode was produced by Elaine Cha.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.